Psalm 83, Preface. The true believers are and remain God's beloved children, His hidden ones, even when He allows the enemies to torment and persecute them, and behaves Himself as though their affliction did not concern Him. The Scriptures testify that judgment begins at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. And whom the Lord loves, He corrects, even as a father the son in whom He delights, Proverbs 3:12. As a true father, God is diligent in chastening His children, that they should not be condemned with the world. If we but cling to Him and do not let Him go, it is indeed not possible for God to forsake us. His own faithfulness must prevent this. Therefore, we can rest assured, when the need is the greatest, He will hide us from the enemy, as a hen hides her chicklings under her wings when danger is near. He that protected Moses and Aaron against the rebellious Israelites, He that hid Jeremiah and Baruch, that the mighty in Judah durst not lay hands on them, the same will also cover us with the shadow of His hand from spiritual and bodily enemies, and in the very jaws of death. This comforting assurance is imparted in the 83rd Psalm. Prayer for Divine Help Against the Enemies of the Church, a song or psalm of Asaph. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, Come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites, of Moab and the Hagarenes, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Ashur also is joined with them. They have holpen the children of Lot, Selah. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb, yea, all their princes as Zeba and Zalmana, who said, Let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burns a wood, and as the flame sets the mountains on fire, so persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever, yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. Summary. This psalm of Asaph is an urgent cry unto the Lord to save His people from their enemies, the Gentile nations from the borders of Egypt to the confines of Persia. Hated the Jews with bitter hatred because of the difference of religion and because the Jews would not conform to them. So, in the reign of King Jehoshaphat, a number of these nations formed a confederacy against Judah, and they invaded the land with an innumerable multitude. But they fared as Asaph here prays. Before they reached Jerusalem, they were divided into hostile parties and destroyed each other, so that Judah had nothing to do but to gather the spoil. If we hold faithfully to the Lord's word and freely confess His truth before the world, we need not fear, though men hate us and the wicked combine against us. Without the will of our Father, they can do us no harm, and what they undertake must result in our good. God will hide us in His pavilion until the indignation is overpassed. Isaiah 26:20. Prayer. How many a time, O Lord of hosts, hast thou protected thy church and put her enemies to shame? Grant us unflinching faith to abide in thy word, that we yield not one jot or tittle of thy truth to please men. Continue to be our defense and expose the snares which the hypocrites artfully lay for thy people. Hinder the plans of thine enemies, and show thyself Lord over all, as so many a time thou hast done of old. Amen.